experts on the 20s here on KXL, brought to you by Rose City Marble, Granite, and Tile. A big belly can mean more than just eating too much. It can also be a sign of metabolic syndrome, which means a greater risk of heart disease and diabetes.
With us now on KXL is our medical expert, Dr. Douglas Dolly from the Providence Heart and Vascular Institute. Dr. Dolly, good morning.
Good morning.
That sounds scary. Metabolic syndrome. What exactly is that?
Well, it's really not any specific symptoms, but it's a clustering of physical findings and abnormal lab tests, things like prediabetes or diabetes, high blood pressure, and then some abnormal fat levels. The low level of the good cholesterol, the HDL, and high levels of triglycerides, all associated with the big belly, abdominal obesity.
We talk about the bigger tummy, or I'm trying to say this. Are you talking about a big, jiggly, big tummy? Or sometimes men that are trim will have like a hard stomach that looks kind of big. Does that make sense to you?
Well, there's actually a definition. So for men, you have to have a waist circumference of greater than 40, and for women, greater than 35 inches. So when you think about it, though, it's really the kind of the apple shape as opposed to the pear shape. It's more the male obesity pattern. You know, it's fat in the gut, not the butt, so to speak, you know? Yeah.
So someone with a belly, the diameters that you just described there, should they be tested for this syndrome?
Well, I think it's good that they have their blood pressure checked and that they have routine labs done to see that their cholesterol levels are okay and that they're not becoming a diabetic.
We are hearing so much about people, more and more people getting overweight and obese. And with that happening, is this syndrome on the rise that you see?
Well, it's definitely so, because the burgeoning incidence of obesity means that about 25% of Americans have potentially metabolic syndrome. Really, to have it, you only have to have three of the five conditions. So it's not like you have to have blood pressure, diabetes, low HDL, high triglycerides, and the abdominal circumferences. You just have to have three of those, and you qualify. So you're at risk just with three of the five.
You know, before you came on, Rebecca and I were talking about some new statistics that claim to show Oregonians, 66% of them are either fat or obese. And we went, can that be true? I mean, does that number sound about right to you, Dr. Dolly?
It does. It seems a bit high, but when you actually see people in the office and you walk around the malls, I think it's there.
All right, so let me ask you this. You lose the weight, do you lose the metabolic syndrome? How do you treat it?
You can. So the way to treat it, of course, primarily is through lifestyle changes, diet, exercise, weight loss. And the good news is that first 10% of the weight loss, the first 10 pounds, so to speak, actually comes from the abdomen. And that's the worst kind of fat, because those fat cells in the abdomen, as opposed to, say, in the thighs or the buttocks, really is the metabolically active fat cell that predisposes to the diabetes, to the inflammation and the heart disease, and some of the bad events that occur.
So to avoid any risk of metabolic syndrome, what lifestyle changes would you recommend?
Well, I think that certainly regular physical exercise has to be the backbone. You know, one needs to get out 20, 30 minutes a day and engage in some kind of, continuous, moderate physical activity. And then certainly losing the weight will be the next important step. And then, if it comes to treating the diabetes or the blood pressure or the lipid abnormalities, that would be something that that one's physician could help with.
All right. So the metabolic condition really just kind of sparks other things. You would not come in and say, "Hey, I need surgery on my metabolic syndrome."
There's no treatment, no easy treatment in that regard. There's no stent or there's no surgical procedure that will really fix it.
Okay, we understand that there are going to be some upcoming events where people can learn more about what you just talked about. When and where is that?
Well, there is going to be a public discussion of this on April 28th at Providence Medical Center from 6:30 to 7:30. So people are welcome to come hear Dr. Ross talk about this in more detail.
All right, Dr. Dolly, thank you for explaining it here the past few minutes. It's appreciated.
Well, thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye now. That's Dr. Douglas Dolly from the Providence Heart and Vascular Institute, part of Experts on the 20s on KXL.